Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited to be here, entry number 39. And as promised, we are here with Gina. It is all about 2021 business planning with the infamous Gina. So if you guys don't remember Gina from season one, this is my very best friend in the entire world. We've been friends since we were 14. She tells everybody, I knew you since ninth grade. So here she is. Here again, because she is the marketing guru, and right now we are talking all about planning, so I wanted to bring the expert herself that was actually also just featured in a UK-based research company's trend research, to be exact. Hey, Gina.
Hey, doll.
She finally arrived. She was caught in traffic, but she here.
I made it. Barely.
Barely.
I made it.
Finally. So guys, welcome to entry 39, 2021 business planning with Gina. I wanted to bring Gina here this week because we actually did something this past Sunday that we do every year now. It's an annual lituation. And what we do is we have this really detailed business planning meeting and we separate it into two parts. Part one is all about kind of taking into account all of our wins and our L's of 2020, or areas of opportunity, as we like to call them. Then we take some time to write out all of our goals for the next year. And then we meet again in about a month after we do some homework. We have a lot of homework to do. Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow, you are late and you have alarms. Well,
first of all,
the ghetto.
That's a self-care alarm. That's for me to take my afternoon snack. Maybe y'all should, you know.
Oh, who put that into play for you?
Mama.
So my mom actually got upset, y'all, because me and Gina was in the house one day. She just sick of every time my mom calls me and I'm working, she thinks it's a issue. So my mom thinks that, I'm not going to say she thinks that being an entrepreneur means you don't have to work, but she thinks that I'm supposed to be off at normal 9 to 5 hours. So sometimes me and Gina have to work around 7, 8, maybe, but it's okay. We're freedom-based entrepreneurs.
Yes.
But my mom called us at like 8 at night and just went off on Gina. I did kind of snitch on you. I said you had been working
definitely
hard that
week. Definitely snitched on me.
My bad.
Like, she sold me out, y'all. Like,
I did.
Like, some real.
I'm sorry. But I didn't expect for you to have to set alarms. My mother made her set alarms, 3 alarms, to have breakfast, lunch, and self-care. Mm-hmm. So that is actually, shout out to Trina.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom. She actually called me the other day and was like, wow, you're on your computer. Oh, no. You're on your computer? Oh, no. Oh, no. So anyway, y'all, we pretty much have these two meetings. Like I said, the first one is all about our wins, our areas of opportunity from the current year. Then we get into all of our plans for the next year that's upcoming. And then we're going to meet again in the month. And we're going to put all of those plans into dollar amount revenue-based goals.
Yeah.
So we had this really dope meeting on Sunday, and it was part one, and we were super high. We had a lot of marijuana, and we work best high, if you ask me.
I wish I had. Okay, let me get my invisible ones.
Where's your glasses? Because we work best high.
Yes, literally. Like, I swear the best ideas come out when, I don't know, I think it's like having that your inhibitions are like let go. Like you can just kind of like think of like the biggest possible goal ever. And that was, I felt like something you was telling me in a meeting, like think about what goal you want to achieve, like no matter what, like if you had everything you needed and then figure out how to do it. So like you really helped me with that.
Thank you there, partner. Yes, we actually cried on Sunday too.
Yes,
so another thing about getting high with us, you're gonna get emotional.
Yes.
We definitely cried, but it was all good cries out of wins. Mm-hmm. And Gina here, y'all, a couple years ago, she used to suffer from imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And I have to check her sometimes when I see her mentioning anything with any type of inconsistency in it, any thought that she can't do it, any type of procrastination, I have to check it. And Gina is a hard worker, y'all. But in our meeting Sunday, I was like, don't say that. You were saying, I know this could be pretty a big one. I know this could be a big idea, but I know this might be a tad wild. No, it's all possible. So we talked about a lot of different things on Sunday. So we're going to break some things down to y'all and basically kind of have a little synopsis meeting so y'all can see how this goes and you guys can apply it. Now, the thing about Gina here, y'all, this is my best friend, but she's also my accountability partner, and we hold each other accountable. So make sure whoever you do this with, it might not be your Gina. It might be an ex-coworker that always listens to your ideas. It might be your husband or your wife. Like, it might be someone that's your business partner. Like, consider who you're actually having these meetings with. Make sure they're qualified to give you great ideas and concepts, and that they're intelligent and organized and ready to strategize and be a part of the results for you and with you. So I think that's a major gem as well. So get your Gina, basically. Find your Gina. But your Gina may not be Gina, all right? Your Gina might be Tyrone, all right? Don't matter, all right? Boom, all right. So, Gina, what were your wins of 2020? First of all, wait, before we get into that, for our first-time listeners, can you explain who you are and what you do, and that your real name is not Gina?
Okay. Yes. I have many nicknames. Gina, light skin is the longest
name.
Light
skizzle.
Light skizzle, light bright, whatever it goes. But my name is Brittany Brown, and I am the founder of B Brown Agency and Project Beauty Expo. I'm mostly known for the work I've done in the beauty industry with Project Beauty Expo, which is a trade show event dedicated to women of color in the beauty and wellness industry, to help them reach the masses. And we specifically work with indie brands. But most recently, as of 2019, I launched B Brown Agency, which is a brand management and marketing agency, where we basically, our goal is to increase brand awareness and sales for our clientele. Originally, what's so funny is it started out as Project Beauty Agency, but somebody came to me and said, your experience and your expertise is outside of just beauty. It can be applied to all industries. I feel like you're putting yourself in a box. So I listened and renamed it to B Brown Agency, and now I work with a variety of clientele that ranges from fashion to beauty, wellness, and lifestyle.
Bloop!
Some of my clients, most notable clients, is the Regular Exposure, Taste Vitamin, Brow Judge Beauty, Innate Beauty, Ornami Skincare, and Audibly Beauty. I don't think I'm leaving anybody out, but those are some of my clientele, and that is our goal. As far as what I do, it's kind of like, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, it's a little hard to explain and put into words because we do a little bit of everything. And it's not just me, y'all. I do have a team member based on the East Coast, Brianna Edwards. Shout out to Brianna.
Hey, Bri.
Who's a creative strategist within B Brown Agency. And some of what we do is a little bit of PR, a little bit of brand management, as far as diving into your business, seeing what areas of opportunity you may have. A little bit, of course, of marketing, coming up with ideas and things like that. It's a multitude of things, but that's pretty much what I do right now.
So, y'all, that's what Gina does. She's a huge brand marketing maven, and she has turned my brand up tremendously. We have seen $99,000 months messing with Big Gina over here and her strategies. We have decreased our overhead and expenses tremendously.
Yes.
Messing with the B Brown Agency. You hear me?
Yeah.
We have invested in the right areas, such as in ad marketing, models, content. Gina is the person that told me, like, hey, you have outgrown certain things. You need an assistant. You need team members. You need staff. And I can't imagine my life without Chelsea now. Like, it would be very impossible. So shout out to you for strategizing these things and putting them into play. And I think another crazy thing about Gina, guys, on top of all this, she has this amazing company called Project Beauty. That's the baby. That's like her child. Mm-hmm. And Project Beauty had to take a break this year because of COVID.
Yes.
So I'm excited for them to hear from you the wins and the areas of opportunity in 2020.
Yes.
So, y'all, you know what I do. I have Irregular Exposure, my women's ready-to-wear brand. I'm also the founder of the Fashionpreneur Academy, this amazing coaching curriculum that's led us here to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. And yeah, you guys are going to kind of hear bits and pieces today of that amazing plan and strategy that we're putting into play, along with Big Gina's here. All right, so first things first, what were your biggest wins of 2020?
Ooh, biggest wins was I brought on a team member, Brianna.
Okay.
Before 2020, I did not have anyone. I was exhausting myself trying to do everything myself. Or I would work with people for like short terms, like maybe 3 months, 6 months, especially since I had only had just the expo at the time. I didn't really have the agency. So hiring Brianna was a huge, huge help in learning how to like delegate, be more of a leader, and just really try to like get my business in order to where it can sustain without me. Gotcha. I would say was like one of the biggest wins was bringing on Brianna. She was a huge, huge help.
Brianna's a gem.
Huh?
Brianna's a gem.
Yes, definitely. Another big win is, honestly, it's like, I guess you consider it as a win slash area of opportunity was really taking a step back from PBE and launching the agency. It was something that I was naturally good at. I have a degree in marketing. I had experience in marketing, but I was never really given that opportunity to like express those skills except for through PBE, which essentially is similar to like a marketing platform just for beauty brands. I mean, the trade show does allow brands to be marketed on a sense, in a sense, if you spin it that way.
Yeah.
So being able to take that step back and really open up this second business is something that I saw as a win, because I probably wouldn't have been able to do that if COVID didn't happen and I would have still just been moving forward with the event, and I probably wouldn't have B Brown Agency.
That's a bar. Yeah. And you have an agency that's thriving with all of your clients are thriving in a pandemic year.
Yes.
And on top of all of this, I think what's most powerful is this agency, it was kind of born, you didn't know where you were going to take it. You didn't know what direction it was going to go in. So to see it grow to be so tremendous, and you did not have the event this year, just like the way God lined that up is pretty miraculous.
Yes.
Because if you didn't have the event this year, that would have changed everything.
Yes, literally.
Like, it would have changed everything. You would have had to pivot so much. So you had something that was so sustainable and so heavily reliant on you and your team. I think that was such a win.
Yeah.
Okay, so my wins of 2020. The one that I realized the week of my birthday, I had grossed over $1 million in sales.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
What? We still got to celebrate that.
Yeah, we have not celebrated that effectively.
It's coming.
And I just talked about the importance of celebrating myself. I did not celebrate that one effectively yet. My bad.
It's coming now.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, that is going to be a moment. Yes. I'm going to get a dress for that.
Yes,
and a new shoe.
Yes.
And a new shoe.
Like, dress like money.
Yeah, I'm going to dress like some shmoney. So, wins of 2020 was definitely the million-dollar year. I think the biggest win, though, wasn't even seeing that go through. The biggest win I had was actually seeing profit. So remember, I was telling you how like a lot of businesses, you can make seven figures, y'all. Like, don't get so impressed off that. Like, that's impressive, yes. But I don't get too hype off of that, because a lot of times those brands aren't profiting. Like, you could be in the negative. You could have grossed a million and not made any money all year because of how much your overhead and expenses and payroll costs. And I was able to cut down on those costs thanks to COVID. I got rid of a lot of costs I didn't see as necessities anymore. I saw they weren't essential, and that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have a chance to stop, sit back, and be more prominent in my decision-making on dollars. So that's what I was able to do, and we are profiting, and my brand now has equity where I could sell my company if I wanted to. It ain't being sold yet, but I could if I wanted to. So that was super, super exciting for me. So definitely that was a major win, was seeing profit. Another major win, I would say, has been the academy results. My students have been turning up. That was something I prayed for. I wanted to just see more results. We were already seeing good results, but I mean great results. I'm talking making four figures in 6 hours of a launch, making five figures in their first 3 days of a launch, watching them pivot, watching them design and start manufacturing their lines. Like, this year has been the most successful year as far as students. So I have students like Dana. This woman literally launched and saw over 5K her first month. I have another client, Caitlin. She launched and she got over $1,500 in sales on her first day in the first couple of hours. Like, it's just, it's flowing so quickly, and I'm realizing how much of me isn't required in the process. So I think that was a major win. Now, an L of 2020 is we had the Fashionpreneur Retreat in March, and then it was 1 day left and we weren't able to finish it. So it was due to COVID, obviously. So we have to still finish that third day. I feel like it's an L because now we have to create something so that we have this 1 day event, and it's going to be an amazing, powerful event, but I just I want everybody back there. And that's really hard to do when everybody lives all over the world. We had people come from, I had somebody come from the UK to the event. Like, so I wish that they could have gotten that experience their first time around. So that was an L, I felt like. But I know we're going to be able to see it through. So yeah, those was my wins and those was my L's. So when we did this meeting, when we had this meeting this past Sunday, we had taken like 10 or 20 minutes to write this stuff out, y'all, just so you know. So when you have your meeting, take time to write it out. So we gave each other like 15 minutes or so to write out all of the wins of 2020 per business, all the L's of 2020. And then we also said we're not just going to be doing this for our businesses, but also for our personal lives.
Yes.
So we did also write those things out for our personal lives as well. So personally, this was a year of wins for my personal life, though. I feel like this year I made a lot more time for family. You forced me to see the importance of celebrating everything. So I felt like I have so many great memories of celebrating other people this year. And I talked about that as well on another entry about how I just want to celebrate everybody as much as possible next year. That was something I put for my goals. So I feel like, yeah, it was a lit year personally. I got rid of a lot of like energies that I didn't even realize were not necessarily feeding me anymore. It wasn't a whole bunch of them, but it was enough of them where I was like, dang. Like, and after I released them, I just started feeling better. My energy was more vibrant. It was like I've realized, like, yo, energy is so powerful. Like, if you do not pay attention to energy, oh my gosh. So when you have that negative energy or just the energy that you've outgrown in your arena, man, it's gonna change all of your results. So like business continued to thrive. Like everything just got more clear. I was happier once I got rid of those energies. So I started paying attention to that more in 2020. So that was a major win personally. And I started working out again. That was good. I'm starting to work out again.
That's good. That's always good.
You got any personal wins and L's of 2020 that you would consider?
As far as L's in 2020, I would say the only L's, no L's in my personal life.
Okay.
Period. L's. Period. L's within business, I would say, is, as I was mentioning before, like not being able to do PPE. PPE makes me really, really happy.
It does.
It brings me a lot of joy. I really miss the energy of in-person events. And to know that how that might change moving forward in the future, it's like, okay, like, what does that look like? Because I know what PPE has done for many brands that have exhibited. So that's why I would see that as an L. As far as any other L, was I did launch a merch brand, which I kind of dabbled into fashion. And that was launched into November 2019. I think I launched it like the week of Thanksgiving. Last year.
Dang, that was fast.
Yeah, that was really, really fast. And I launched these hoodies and it didn't do as well as I originally thought. And I think it also was because I didn't take enough time to develop it out and really see it through and think of it as a brand. But I do really enjoy what has come from it as far as like just pushing out more of that entrepreneurial stuff and like quotes and just information. I started a Twitter. So it's like I have my own Twitter. Y'all can follow me, Brittany Monet underscore.
Yes.
M-O-N-E-E is how you spell Monet. I started a Twitter, so that's where I really like push out a lot of my thoughts and stuff like that. And I'm really starting to like that. But I would say that is only personal, like L. I mean, only L's that I have within business. Personal life, I mean, I'm happy. Like,
yes, top tier.
I'm just happy that, like, despite every, you know, all the losses that everybody's been experiencing this year, that my friends and my family that I close, hold close, near and dear, are all doing well and are all okay. Whether they're entrepreneurs or not, like everybody's doing well and okay. So I'm just really grateful for that, that nobody was had negative effects to them. But I do really feel bad for those that did happen to. So I just feel blessed overall.
Yes, I feel the same way. I felt like I put on my Insta story this morning. I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I put up this story like, man, to not have been touched by COVID.
Yeah.
For us to still be employed, owners, like for our families to still be good. Like it is such a blessing because it is so many people that that's not the case. And I have students every week when we pray, I have Q&A, they ask me to pray over the fact that they have family members that are in the hospital battling COVID or they mention it to me. So it's just like insane how many people are being touched, how many people are unemployed because of it. But yeah, I have to say, for us to have beat this year, God clearly has his hand on us. So
yes.
That was a major key. And I love what you said about personal life, like just being happy overall, man. Like I'm genuinely happy. I just moved, so I'm really excited about that. Yes. And you're moving this weekend.
Yes, I moved this weekend. I'm so excited to, you know,
get into
my own
Von
place
Shui.
And my new Von Shui, as we like to say, the Von Shui.
Can
so.
We wear shoes in your house?
No.
All right. You got one of them houses. You know that you moved up when you can't wear shoes.
No shoes.
I just stopped letting people wear shoes. It feels so good to get. I'd be like, oh. Take my shoes
Take
off.
Your shoes
I'm
off,
in
please.
My high maintenance house. So, yes. Okay, so those are major personal wins as well, is that we're both moving. So me and Gina have been roommates since we moved to LA together 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We were never roommates before that. I lived on my own. You lived on your own. Mm-hmm. Then, like, we both lived. We were in relationships, and we were living with our partners at the time. Mm-hmm. And then it was just crazy. So we never had, like, the opportunity to actually live together. And at first we were nervous, like, oh, we're just gonna be roommates for 1 year, but it turned out to be like the most lit 2 years of my life. So thank you for being the best roommate ever.
Yes.
Our time is up, but
yes,
it was so fun.
It was so fun. I think so much fun to the point where like other people were sick.
It made other people angry.
It made other people angry with us. They were like, no,
yes.
No, why? I'm like, guys,
we were called immature in yes. 2020.
Anyway,
yeah, that was hilarious.
That was pretty funny. But it was great to come and just be able to have that, like being in a new city.
These
like
I think hate blockers.
Yes,
call us.
Hate blockers. Like, bleep, bleep. But it was good being able to experience a new city together like that.
Yes, we didn't know anything about the city. I remember our first day here.
Oh my gosh.
When we got stupid high off weed and we just rode around town and was getting to know the area. And yes. I said it was two downtowns and you said you saw fireworks.
I definitely thought I saw a firework.
You didn't, but it's cool. It was lit. So this is like literally what we did for 2 years, y'all, was just literally have a ball.
Yes.
We celebrated each other. We helped each other so many times and like sister circle moments. Like that was the best 2 years ever. I cannot believe it's up. But I know it's a reason that God is allowing this atmosphere. We realized, I think, in like quarantine, like, damn, we might have to really be adults mm-hmm. out here in LA on our mm-hmm. own. Mm-hmm. That was scary, but we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Our family back home is still concerned, like, y'all really want to do this? Y'all want to be adults? So, yes, we're choosing to be adults now, and we're really excited. Yes. So I moved into my new place, and Gina's moving into her. So those were two big wins of 2020, because I know it's something new coming into our atmospheres with this, and I'm excited for us to be in our own spaces. We still only live 10 minutes from each other, so we don't care.
I don't know what y'all thought, but...
Right. Okay, so with that being said... what are some of your goals? Chell's over here just making all the noise, y'all. Jesus. She over here coughing. She over here dropping stuff.
She got sound effects going on over
she
here.
She got a lot going on. So that's where the sound effects coming from, y'all. It's Chelsea. All right, y'all. So what are some of your goals? Some that you're comfortable with sharing mm-hmm. for PBE. What's three goals you have for PBE?
Okay.
And then we'll get into three goals for B. Brown Agency. And then three personal goals you have that you're comfortable Ooh. Sharing. Because we know
we can't share all of them, girl.
Yeah, I can't share all of them. Mm-hmm. But
three goals for PBE is to be able to have the event again.
Yes, please.
I can't say where, but
yes.
to be able to have the event again. To have more sponsorship and collaborations. The one mm-hmm. in 2019 that I did with Target was like really, really,
yes.
really...
Do y'all know Tarjay came to my best friend's event? They was in there. Tarjay. I tell everybody. Target knows her. Target.
Bloop.
Target.
So more opportunities like that mm-hmm. Is something I really want to happen. And I really want to have 1,000 people there.
Yes. That's what you mentioned.
Yes. I really want to have 1,000 people there. So those are my three big goals for PBE. Stay tuned.
Yes.
B. Brown Agency. I want to have, I think we talked about, I want to have an office.
Yes.
I want to have a content office. I'm really like into like content and just
mm-hmm.
creating more of an atmosphere for my clients where they can like network and get to know one another. I feel like success is really all about the collaboration and networking. You can get anything done as long as your network is strong. And I think that's something that I learned as I developed in entrepreneurship is like the more people you know, like I feel like between the two of us, we have an answer for everything. Like if we're trying to find a videographer, boom, photographer, boom. Studio, boom. Like somebody in marketing, boom. Accountant, boom. Like, we have a reference for anything that somebody wants. And that's why people, I feel like, come to us and ask us stuff. So it's like, and it's people that are good people that we trust and that we've worked with. Like, we don't just give any recommendation that we just found on, like, Instagram or something like that. So definitely want to have a content office. I love the clients I have right now. So just seeing them expand and just be even bigger and accomplishing whatever they even write on their 2021 goals, seeing happening. And to, I think those are two of the biggest things I'm going to share for PB, for B Brown Agency.
Okay.
For personal goals. Personal goals, I want to... What do I want to tell y'all?
Right. What do I want to tell y'all?
What do I want to tell y'all? I'm looking forward to my 30th birthday, which is next year.
Yeah. Oh, put my hater block.
Put them on. Put them on. So I'm looking forward to celebrating that with friends and family. Like,
she looks 14, but she is turning 30.
Yes, I do look like a little teenager or preteen.
They think she's a child. But I'm an adult. She's older than me.
Actually, I am. But so I'm looking forward to celebrating that with friends and family. Like being surrounded by friends and family that have been like with me forever. Like, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Personal goals.
That's all you got? I feel you. We can wrap it there.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You sure? Mm-hmm. Your shoulder shrugged.
Y'all should know what this means.
Period.
That's all I'm giving.
You know what I love about your goal for the B Brown Agency? First of all, Project Beauty's goals, I'm really excited to see them through because we're going to pray over those.
Yes. Your glasses are fire. And it's so
are
funny.
They? Yo, they are fucking fire, right? So I got them. Chels found them for me. I went out a couple weeks ago. Remember when our friends from Baltimore was in town and we went to the hookah spot? You know, our high fashion friend.
Oh, yeah.
He had these on.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you got to give me the plug. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Poetic Styles.
Yes.
His crazy self. He's amazing. And he keeps me up on my accessories. So he let me try them on and I took a bunch of pictures, but I was really, really high. So I couldn't see how good I looked. So I was like, you know what? I need them this week. So Charles found them for me. And now I have my new hater blockers.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about them. But what I love about your goal for the B Brown Agency is you said that you were loving creative. Do you remember a year ago you kept saying like, I'm not really a creative?
Yeah.
I just like to do those full circle moments. He was like, I don't know. I don't really create. Bloop.
I guess I didn't know what I was talking about.
Certain things that I'm here to help you with and you guide me through.
Yes.
Okay. So for me, three goals I have for Irregular Exposure. I would like us to, I've noticed that each year we have tripled or quadrupled our results. I would like to triple our results of this year. And that is a very tremendous goal. And I think that we can reach it. No, I know that we can reach it because we've already reached it every year.
Yeah.
So I would like to triple sales from 2020 to 2021. I would like to come up with the new concept, thanks to you, that you've actually already put into play. We've been trying this new release system where we drop one new design each month, and we focus all marketing to that. So with that, we're noticing that they also want re-releases. So I'm excited to try the re-release system on top of the new release system, with re-releases being a new colorways and all that good stuff. And yesterday, Britt did a photo shoot with the team. Shout out to Britt, Chelsea, and Z. They handle all that. I was not there. And we were posting some of that behind the scenes, and they are loving the new colorway. So it's showing this re-release thing. we on to something. Like, mm-hmm. I got so many DMs like, bro, the color. Mm. So it's showing that this re-release, we on to something.
Yeah.
And I know you were against wholesale. Mm-hmm. And that is showing that you're right. So I see why you're against it for my brand. They're not feeling it as much as I thought they was going to feel it.
They don't want it.
They don't want that. They just want me to design some stuff. So I'm going to just keep designing fire. Chels went to the factory yesterday to check on things, perfect. Getting stuff done. So we got new fire coming nonstop. So I'm excited to see that consistently happen, mm-hmm. and for us to stay ahead, because I felt like with COVID, it was very challenging to do that. But mm-hmm. we did it starting mm-hmm. in July. We've been pretty consistent with that. Yeah. We've been very on top of inventory. So I'm excited to now see this release system become something that's the new norm for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to also turn up as a designer. I've been... Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. This release system becomes something that's the new norm for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to also turn up as a designer. I've been very inspired as a designer. I tell you all the time how much I love TLZ Film. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Asia. She always designs fire. And sorry, y'all, I be getting the stuff early. I don't care, but I got poor like that, so I want my stuff. So I be getting my stuff made for my birthdays with her, everything. So I'm excited to be inspired by other amazing designers like her. Rihanna with Fenty, I've been inspired by. Also, I've been very inspired by Balenciaga, Gucci. Like, I'm just being very inspired right now. So I've been back into designer mode, watching fashion shows. And I'm excited to turn up the designs mm-hmm. to a top tier level where it's not just the ruching anymore. That it's still going to have the essence of IE with the ruching, but like, we're turning up to a new level. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to create things that are always a hit. And it's so vibrant and such a vibe. It's not safe. Like, mm-hmm. I'm excited to not go safe in 2020. 2021 as a designer.
Yeah.
Boom. So yeah, was that three goals? I said, yeah, I want to hit that new sales goal. I want to turn up as a designer. Oh, and I want to see the new release system through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. For the academy, I would like to see I would like to see Shop Fashionpreneur expand. I felt like this year it did really good. It launched and it was a great success. But I want to put more time into it. I don't mm-hmm. feel like I've been able to put more time into it. Just like with you with Project Entrepreneur. We're just busy, mm-hmm. and I would like to see more time put into it. So this month, Chelsea's been holding me accountable to putting more time into it. We've been shooting content all morning for it. So I need to put more time into the bags. I want to put more into marketing it because it's something that's huge, and I think that it could be something major. So I want to see Shop Fashionpreneur grow even more. It's already doing great. Yesterday was our top sales day out of the entire year since we ever launched as well. So I was excited about that. Z came into work like, did you see the? I was like, oh, yeah. So that let me know, you know, that things are working and the work is already paying off. And we just started reinvesting our time into that. So I'm excited to see Shop Fashionpreneur grow. I want to have the day three event that we weren't able to have. Mm-hmm. That's really important to me. And I really want to connect with everyone in person. So I really want to have an in-person event for the Academy again. Not the Fashionpreneur Retreat. That is over. I love that event, but that 3-day conference is a killer. It takes over 12 months to plan it. And you love it. You can hang it up here. Toodaloo, close the casket. I don't work for the funeral home because that is tiresome.
Yes.
That is the most drain. Remember you told me that I need to fast from saying the word retreat? You were so sick of hearing it.
She said it like at least 100 times a day. I was like, okay, like you can't say the word no more.
I was
like,
so stressed. I was so stressed. I didn't have no sponsors. I had to pay out of pocket every year. You got to make sure the bus is on time, lunch is on time. Like it's so much. And I have retired. And one thing I know how to do is retire from something.
Yes.
And move on. I have retired. It is a great conference, but y'all can go on y'all own. Everything is inside of the Fashionpreneur Academy's coaching curriculum. But I do want to have some one-day events, and I want to travel. Yeah. So that is something I want to do. I want to travel with events for the Academy. Mm-hmm. So those are my Academy goals. Was that? That's two goals. Three? I want to travel with the Academy. So that's three right there. Personally, personal goals, I would like to celebrate the people around me more. Mm-hmm. That is super important. You're on the edge of your seat, aren't you?
I can't wait.
I would like to celebrate people around me more. Mm-hmm. I would like to spend as much time as possible with people. I really want to spend more time with my nephew. I was telling my sister the other day, like, I hate mm-hmm. that I'm the auntie that lives across the country. Yeah. So I really want to make sure that I am showing up for everything Kobe. Another personal goal, I want to save a certain amount of money. I told you about that already.
Yes, you did.
So I really want to save that because I want to be a homeowner in the next 2 years. So I really want to save this dollar amount up. So that's my second goal. And third, I am really looking forward to my 30th birthday as well. You thought you had me.
Okay.
My 30th birthday is going to be super lit. Mm-hmm. September 16th. I'm really looking forward to my trip to Jamaica with everyone.
Okay.
So that is what I am looking forward to.
Well.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You respect my privacy. I respect yours. Okay. Now, with those goals listed out, guys, we basically wrote these goals out in our meeting on Sunday. Yes. So we wrote all of these goals out. We took like 20 minutes to write them all out. Mm-hmm. And then we gave ourselves homework. So our homework was for us to take some time. We're taking about a month.
Yes.
And we're putting dollar amounts to each goal. So in all seriousness, with, for example, my goal that I want to quadruple my revenue, I have to pull all my numbers from the past like 3 to 5 years to see the trend that I have been quadrupling and tripling my dollar amounts. So I need to pull those numbers to say why it makes sense. I'm not just making up stuff. And I always get on Gina here about selling herself too short on her prices. So I told her she's going to decide how much she wants to make, and we're going to stick to it. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to budge, and we're not going to be doing discovery calls and stuff that takes up too much time away from you being that six-figure chick you are. Seven-figure, if you ask me. Bloop. So that's what we're looking towards. So I want you guys to make sure that you take the time to write those things out. So another crucial part to us creating the numbers that goes along with our goals and really aligning each number to a T so that we know exactly how much we're going to produce in sales and so forth. With that, we have to kind of know what's happening in our industry and how to project.
Yeah.
So what are you projecting in regards to marketing? And mm-hmm. then we'll get into beauty. What are you projecting for 2021 in regards to marketing? Like, what do you feel like is the next big thing that's about to come in marketing?
I feel like based on some conversations that I've been having with people just in the beauty industry and in other industries, I feel like COVID has kind of like brought that into conversation a lot more this year mm-hmm. is a lot more virtual experiences and like virtual selling experiences, finding ways to like still, obviously, like I just mentioned, like I miss the energy from in-person events. And that might be something that might not be able to come back. I don't know. We don't know what is going to be the future of that moving forward. But what I do feel like is happening is that in-person virtual experiences are going to increase. And I feel like they're going to be like some more like apps or just other platforms that are developed that allows people to enjoy that, take that experience that they used to get in person, but from their phone of some sort.
That's a major key you just gave to the world. Basically, virtual shopping is going to be a thing. And I just had a student.
I think it's going to be a thing.
I have a student. She has a store called Statement Chic NYC, Sherry. And she just did her first like virtual shopping experience directly off of Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was very successful.
Yeah.
And all she did was sell off live. So
Instagram probably going to integrate that, y'all. I'm not even going to lie to y'all.
It's going to be something where we can sell like live.
Did you see TikTok? You can sell through TikTok now.
Remember, I sent you a thing on Shopify.
Yes.
So it's coming.
It's coming, mm-hmm. which is going to be, it's going to be crazy because it's going to require a lot less people,
yep,
you know, that were working in those industries, and they're going to have to pivot to do something else because they will know you might not need people to be in the stores mm-hmm. now. You might need like one person versus like a bunch of people, because people I feel like will probably be coming to just pick up versus like yeah. really peruse and shop.
Yeah.
And then I think was that store in San Francisco mm-hmm. where they have the cart that adds up all the grocery store. It's
what?
The Amazon concept.
Oh,
remember
yes,
I showed
yes,
it
yes,
to you.
You showed me that.
And
yes.
you put all of your items in a regular grocery cart mm-hmm. and it adds up your total and you just pay. It's a couple of people that assist you with it,
mm-hmm.
but you don't need to go to the cashier and check out. So I just feel like that's going to be starting to move forward.
The future is now. This is scary.
Yeah it is. It is. So if you're having if you have a storefront, I would just consider.
Yeah,
you know,
consider
that,
these things.
Consider that they're going to make virtual shopping a thing.
Because
people want to cut their bottom line down anyway.
They do. Wow. Okay. So what is your projection that you're going to consider when writing out your revenue goals for Project Beauty?
I was still kind of thinking it through, but okay. I feel like I'm considering that and how I can tap into that for Project Beauty.
Got you.
Even though I don't necessarily have a storefront, but mm-hmm. I do have a platform that people seek after to find new innovative brands. But mm-hmm. also one thing that I learned this year is that people seek for PBE also for the education and the knowledge.
Yes.
So... I'm tapping into that more. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but I'm tapping into that more, and that could be a thing as well.
Got you.
And that will be obviously virtual learning, which is still one of the number one ways you can make money, honestly.
That's dope.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, for me, I'm going to have to say I'm projecting within fashion, like you said, virtual shopping to become a thing, but I'm also projecting for more indie brands.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot more competition.
Yes.
Now, with that being said, I think it's going to be a lot more inclusion. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting to see a lot more brands offering more size ranges, more diversity in models, mm-hmm. Different body types, and them being celebrated more. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing a lot more inclusion. And that's mm-hmm. something I'm going to be focused on. And my sizing is expanding everything to be for everyone. Mm-hmm. That is my biggest goal next mm-hmm. year, is everything being for everybody type.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting right now with our first extra small to 3X piece. And I'm really excited about that because that's dropping in December.
Yeah,
and that's
going to
set the tone for mm-hmm. January, February, March, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see that. So, I'm expecting a lot more inclusion and expansion and sizing.
Yeah.
And a lot more indie brands that are going to be cultivated. I also... think for the Academy, I'm expecting more live events, like you said. I'm sorry, more virtual events, and virtual live mm-hmm. events. I'm expecting a lot more of that. I am expecting as well a lot more. I feel like 2021 is going to be a season of exposure. 2020 was clearly a season of exposure for a lot. We saw a lot of businesses get wiped out just because of their opinion on politics, religion, culture, on us as a people. So I personally believe that people are going to require people to have more statistics and more data before making their decisions to invest in education. So you see how there's like a lot of coaching programs. Like I'm in the coaching industry at the end of the day, and there's a lot of coaching programs and a lot of people that sell vendor lists and a lot of people that sell courses and these classes, and they don't necessarily have the credentials, they just sell in their experience, right? And then we see people all the time where they talk about their results and it wasn't the best, like, oh, I just paid $40 for this and I want my money back. Or I see a lot of that continuing, unfortunately, to be exposed. And I think people are going to realize the importance of it investing into education through us,
mm-hmm.
Not just the Academy, but just through Black people,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're going to do their research more, and they're going to realize that higher quality education is worth it. So I feel like people are going to invest a little bit more into educating themselves, because with us not knowing what's happening with COVID, you have no choice but to expand and create opportunities right now. So I feel like people are going to be more invested into their self-education, because it's going to be the norm to be on online school. And like, that's the norm right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only expecting that to grow. I'm also expecting it to be an option for you to do things in person. So
mm-hmm.
I want to also make sure that I consider that when I'm creating different streams of revenue within the Academy and doing live events. Like, I'm going to have to always have a virtual option now. Mm-hmm. And that's something I didn't expect before. And I now see that it's going to be an essential thing that there's a virtual option, because there are going to be people that aren't comfortable with traveling for the next few years to come.
Exactly.
So I think that's something else I had to plan. So that's what I'm projecting. As far as personal life, like I said, I'm saving up because I want to buy a house and all that. I feel like I'm projecting that the housing market is definitely going to be a lot more affordable. So mm-hmm. this is going to be a time for me to invest. Mm-hmm. I also see already that the stock market is shifting a lot. So it's going to be a great time to invest. So I feel mm-hmm. like personally, for my personal finances, I'm going to be investing a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be making a lot of decisions that I've been kind of procrastinating on as far mm-hmm. as like ownership and things like that. Mm-hmm. For properties, I want to make sure I get into that. So mm-hmm. that's something I could see for personal.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Look at us growing up.
I can't believe it.
We's grown now.
Just thinking about how we were a year ago to now. I mean, we were adults, but now we're like adults.
Yeah.
Like,
we were adults, guys.
We were adults.
But now we're like really adults.
Now we talk about like IRAs and like chiropractors and physical therapy.
Yes.
Like
yes.
those type of adults.
Yeah, those type of like.
Like, did you go to Whole Foods?
Yes.
That type of adult.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then after we do this portion of our meeting, guys, we pray over our goals.
Yes.
The next time that we meet, we're going to meet when we get back in town for the holidays. Mm-hmm. We are going to go over the dollar amounts with each goal mm-hmm. inside of my office. We're going to write it on the dry erase board, write it out. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to pray over everything that we wrote out. And we're going to give each other feedback on those goals. And I remember last year when we had our meeting, we had talked about a lot of different goals. And you had said you had one business at the time, but you had a lot of streams of revenue in it. And we had somebody else on the call. And they were saying how they wanted one company to make like $60,000 and the other one to make like $500,000 in 1 year. And I had said the importance of making sure that your goals are very much so aligned, whereas the one company can pay for the other. And you was like, oh, that's such a gem. That's such a key.
Yes.
And you're in a place where your companies are able to do those things.
Yeah.
And I'm in a place where I'm able to do those things. So I think also I'm really excited to see what other aha moments we come up with in our mm-hmm. next meeting that mm-hmm. we can share. But yeah, so we're going to pray over everything that we write out once we meet again. So I'm excited. I'm excited. You got anything else you want to leave the people with, Gina? It's been a while since they've seen you.
Just definitely take the time to, like, I know, like, we're just sharing, like, our experiences, but, like, take this seriously. Like,
yes.
This is really, really important because I feel like it leads into your year. You know how, like, everybody's like, what's your New Year's resolution? Mm-hmm. My goal is to go to the gym or do this and do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, like, let's sit down with someone and, like, really plan out your business to the point where it's like you have a plan and you know what you're going after.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think as long as your goals are in front of you,
yep.
then you'll be able to achieve them and make it happen. Because, like, I feel like I have so many ideas and I used to sometimes get overwhelmed because I never had some of the resources to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come up with excuses and because of fear or because of whatever else was going through my mind at the mm-hmm. time. And then I would either just do it and not see it all the way through, or I just wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
Out of fear. But sitting down and like doing the research and making them, you know, realized and writing them down and like putting numbers to them just makes it like
real
more realistic to where the point where it's going to happen. And then having the tenacity and the mental capacity to know that like you're going to do this, you're going
yes.
to make this happen. And the other thing you always tell me is when you write them out, what team members are going to make that happen? Because you never make it where it's just me
ever.
If I write down and say I want, for example, 1,000 people at PBE, you tell me, okay, who do we need to have uh-huh. on the team of PBE to make it so you can have 1,000 people. It's never like, okay, let's go get this or let's go get an investor. Let's go get a... No. Who are the people that are in place that's going to make this goal of yours happen?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a gem you said this year. And then the one last year that you just touched on, which was your goals for your separate business, your two separate businesses should be closely aligned because if one doesn't... like, you can still sustain mm-hmm. with the other. But if one goal, you're only making this amount, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other one, your goal is to make, how are you going to make this amount if, like, they don't line up?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, like, that was some bars that, like, I still stick to and even tell other people to do so as well.
Yeah. I tell everybody that. I think I used yeah. to, I didn't realize when I first launched, like, my businesses, like, how much involved other people were. Like, you
yeah.
have to have team members. Like,
yeah.
And I think also God didn't place us here not to be in relationship. Like, it's important that you're helping people. And we watch people all the time that have six-figure earning companies, but will tell me like, oh, I don't want to hire nobody, or I don't want anybody working for me. And it's like, that's not how you grow. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make room for people to come in. You got to make room for the expansion. And I always tell people, like, my goal is to build my businesses up where they don't need me. Mm-hmm. And I always feel really, really accomplished when something is completed and I wasn't needed for it. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't want to work, because I love to work. I'm always working, but more so because I know that this is something sustainable. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was a pure example of that with the photo shoot that went so great. Mm-hmm. Z was in the office today. Like, it was so good.
Yes.
And she was styling me today. Like, I was putting on my outfit. She was like, we got to tape you down. We got to do all this. Like, she was in go mode.
Yes.
To see how prepared we are for, like, Black Friday. Like, we're so prepared. Like, her and Chels have managed and counted the inventory a million and one times. Like, it's like the preparation is paying off. And it's stuff that I see that it would have never been this streamlined if it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
To have you as the marketing manager, the brand manager, that's you're communicating with different team members on marketing. You have Jack doing the ads. You got Leash doing the email blast. Like, it's so much that goes into it, yet you don't need that many people, but you need the right people.
Yeah.
So I think I've learned that, and I feel like I have the right people. And I know we're only going to expand, so that's something else I want to do in 2021 is continue to hire people, but it has to be the right people. Because right now, our team is so solid. It's like, we on fire right now.
Invitation only.
Invitation only. So I think that's definitely super lit right now, but... yeah, I'm excited to see what we come up with for our next meeting, y'all. And we take this very serious. Like we said, we had a 2-hour meeting on Sunday. We're going to meet again and have a 2-hour meeting again to go over our dollar revenue goals. Then we're going to pray over them. And that prayer every year is at least 35, 40 minutes.
Yes.
It is long because we pray over everything one by one by one by one. But when I tell you, it is so worth it because everything we've prayed for is coming into fruition. We have a lot of things that are happening, even in our personal lives, that we know is coming. And we're just excited for what is about to come. Okay, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in for another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Thank you, Gina, for being here.
You're welcome, Pamela.
So we're about to go to the old place and finish packing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I packed up for you yesterday, so I'm not helping you pack your room.
We didn't discuss that.
I saw that you, in the group chat with my mom, you said I was going to help you pack your room.
Because we talked about it. I'm going to tell your mom. That's what I thought.
So, and she's going to do whatever you say.
Yep.
I got you. All right. So, okay. So I'll meet you at the place and I'll just do my part because I don't want to get in trouble because my mom still thinks that she runs everything from Philly. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in for another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. We will see you all soon.